There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. So glad to have you a part of us. We're going to continue this hour taking your phone calls and talking about news till the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to be joined by Missy from California talking about homeschooling. We're going to get into the House Bill 277, the new law that says thou shalt mandatorily vaccinate your children. And then we're going to talk Common Core in the third hour, so stay tuned today for that. Melatonin, it is now being said, may be one of the most effective anti-cancer treatments in existence. Unbelievable. The melatonin, which you stop really making your own melatonin after about 30 to 40 years of age, they say now can cause the cancer cell growth to stop. I don't know. I've been taking 3 milligrams for months and months and months and haven't seen any stopping necessarily of the growth. But it's interesting. They say, and I'm not telling you this, and I'm not recommending it, but they're saying what's more, the drug may cost, if you're talking about treating other types of cancers, you can, you know, take as much as, well, a lot of the treatments are very expensive, very expensive. And 20 milligrams of melatonin costs approximately $50 per month. I don't know if anybody taking 20 milligrams. I'd like to know if anybody is out there. But I did not think that was a good thing to do. I need to look at the prescribing of melatonin, or not prescribing, but the taking of melatonin. How to eat fermented foods at every meal. They're very popular now. They aid in digestion by providing enzymes, probiotics that have been shown to have a host of benefits at every single meal. The people in Korea do that. They do eat fermented foods every single meal. And I think that's fascinating. And I think it's extremely healthy. Now, they've known this for a long time. And I find it something maybe we need to take a look at and see about. I made some kimchi the other day. And, man, it was really, really good. And I had it for breakfast. I just wanted a couple of bites of... I mean, it's not like you're going to sit down and have a couple of bowls of it, believe me. But you will be able to eat a couple of spoonfuls, and gives you the good bacteria of either sauerkraut, making your own. Because remember, if you buy it at the store, it doesn't count. But their fermented foods are very popular. There's cultured dairy, fermented vegetables, fermented beverages. And you need to replace your usual ingredients and add, of course, a really good vinegar that's got the mother in it. You can make your own sour cream, sodas and sweetened drinks. You can make those like kombucha, water kefir, your own salad dressings using cultured dairy and other fermented foods. And there's a full tutorial on creating the cultured salad dressings online in the email blast and the Power Hour News section. If you have not signed up for the email blast, you're missing out. You're just missing out on good information. It doesn't cost you anything. Check that out. Cream cheese, like sour cream, the cultured cheese toast topping and dip base can be made live and cultured at home. Alternatively, when high-fat yogurt is stripped of much of its whey, the result is very much like cream cheese. And pickles, loved by all ages. You can make your own fermented pickles, ladies and gentlemen, with probiotics. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. We'll take your phone calls. What do you think's going on with that Chattanooga situation or whatever you want to talk about? John McCain, 855-995-6923. Get your call in. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Two benefits of aloe vera juice. How to make the super drink. The aloe vera plant is amazing. It really is. And you can apply it to the skin. Make your own aloe vera gel. It's in the email blast. Lyme disease has surged 320%. Wow. I wonder if they're making 320% more little infected ticks out there. Oh, well, let's go to the phone calls. See who has something to say today about what's going on. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hello, Joyce.
Hello there.
Hey. You know, with all this thing about doing the RFID chipping in your license, your debit card, and your charge card, and who knows what. What I find curious is that it's going to get to the point where they say, well, you know, this is not working so well because people are losing their cards, or at least that's the perpetration of that.
Uh-huh.
So let's take it to one step further, or even better. How about if we go ahead and embed that little Mikey chip right into your skin?
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, but you're not the first one to think of that. I hate to tell you that.
I know. But the thing is, people are so... I look at this way. If you're concerned about the Federal Reserve notes being, you know, cashless society or whatever have you and whatever. But you know what? I'd rather flip a bill than slap a card. So if people want to avoid a cashless society, stop swiping the card. I don't care if it's a debit card or a charge card. It's all the same, pretty much. Mm-hmm. You're still paying out your nose.
Okay.
So...
I think we ought, you know, I wish we've gotten so embedded into doing that it's become such a part of our lives. Even online banking. Most people could not give up online banking now.
That's true. In fact, it's interesting you mention that because at one point, even with a local bank, because they wanted to go so-called green or whatever, they wanted to go and start charging a fee for mailing out a paper, a hard copy statement. And when I had to explain to them I did not do access online, that would have been very difficult for me to do, so they had to waive the fee just to send the paper statement.
Unbelievable.
Now, the funny thing is that I'd rather have the hard copy statement because at least I have a hard copy version. Should something happen with the bank, I can take that with me.
You know, a lot of people are starting to think that way and going back to the paper version. Because,
exactly.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You're right.
Because if the computer system goes down, they say, well, we don't have access or whatever, so the account doesn't exist. I say, according to this piece of paper, yes, it does. The statement that you send out to me, it does exist.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I wish to do. So they can't argue against that, although they might try.
Mm-hmm.
But It's really getting strange. Like it's crossing between falling the rabbit down the rabbit hole with Rip Van Winkle. It's a cross between those two as to what's going on, what people are accepting.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the situation goes, I'm sorry, that looks like another diversion, although a painful one and the loss of life. So the question is, when they're going to actually come up with the real story of what's going on. So what other event was going on that was a diversion for?
No kidding. Hey, thank you very much, Francis, for the phone call.
Have a good one.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, dear?
Hi, George.
Hi there.
A couple things. I want to say something about McCain and then something about health. About McCain, I see he was rescued more than captured. And I would love Donald Trump's got the funds to bring the people out that was in the camp with him over there to show what they got a whole other story about John McCain.
We can only hope. Wouldn't that be nice?
How he wasn't tortured and how he was, you know, yeah. So that's my, you know, I don't think being captured, the act of being captured doesn't make you a hero or not make you a hero. I think it's what, you know, what you was going in there for, it's your actions beforehand that makes you a hero. And,
Good point.
But
there are enough people. Let me just say, Rhonda, there are enough people that are standing up, that are military people, and saying John McCain is no hero. And I just want you all to know that when I went to Arizona to meet with Dan Topolsky, we went by the McCain headquarters there, our office, and we presented all the information to Tom, I can't remember his last name, who is in the McCain whatever office, the Veterans Affairs rep. And I will tell you, he did nothing to help the veterans. He acted like it at the time. Oh, yes, I'll take that to the senator. Oh, yes. And nothing. And probably the person that has voted against veterans the most has been John McCain for the VA and everything else. So, I mean, the guy is no hero in my estimation.
No, dude, you know, to me, his actions, his behavior is phony, and he acts like a phony. And But as far as the health issues, I think the day before Memorial Day, I had a heart attack.
And, really?
Yeah, and so I went and seen, I don't have sick care insurance, so, well, they say necessity is the mother of invention, so I had to find another way, and I do a lot of your products and stuff, too, but... I wasn't feeling good, and I went and a friend of mine a couple years ago went and seen a quantum physics healer, and I know you had that man on your show, Transcendental Physics, and I bought the book, and I'd read it a couple years ago, and then I seen what this quantum physics healer did for her, and all it is frequency and water.
And, interesting.
I went to see her. You wouldn't believe the laundry list of things she said I had. I had pancreatic cancer, small cell carcinoma was in the stomach and the upper and lower esophagus. And I couldn't eat protein without it burning my stomach. Eggs, peanut butter, anything like that.
Really?
And, yeah. And she said I had iron in my liver that would destroy my liver. I had two holes in my heart. I had an abscessed tooth at the time. She said, you cough a lot? I said, oh, yeah, I kind of a smoker's cough. I call it in the morning. She said, that's carbon monoxide pushed down at the bottom of your lungs. It's trying to get out. And so anyway, long story short, I just started. She gave me water for each item I was working on. And within 2 days, my abscessed tooth was gone.
Whoa.
And not only is my tooth not sore, I mean, not only is the abscess gone, I can push on the tooth and it ain't sore.
My goodness, now, did she give you structured water? Or what?
It's water with a frequency added in.
Oh, uh-huh.
Remedy.
Okay.
They call it
wow.
Remedy. And that frequency is targeting the exact thing you're going after. So I had eight things at the time going on, so I had eight different bottles of water.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the question is, though, are you feeling better now?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like I said, in 2 days, you know, I would never be able to probably prove that I had pancreatic cancer. But like I said, I couldn't eat protein. I was living on Hershey's Kisses last year for energy, pretty much.
Oh, no.
But within 2 weeks of, and by the middle of June, I had three eggs in the morning and two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the afternoon. And it didn't bother my stomach a bit. So my cough, within 2 days, I didn't cough anymore.
Hmm.
And especially in the morning, I'd wake up coughing. I'd be coughing before my eyes were open. And
wow.
So within 2 days, I wasn't even coughing. My abscess tooth went away. No pain there no more. I told my mom, I said, if some other waters are working like it did on my tooth and my cough, I know they're working. And like I said, by the middle of June, I could eat protein again. Don't bother my stomach. My back hurts so bad up my left side of my spine, I couldn't even sit down. I could feel every crease in the pillow. And that's gone away. But there's got a website called healerswhoshare.com. There's a school out in Colorado, but it's quantum physics healing, basically. And it's just very, very interesting. I can do water, man. You know, two capsules of water, and it tastes like water. And I feel so much. At the first of June, I didn't think I was going to live the week.
Oh, my goodness, Rhonda.
This world. Yeah.
Wow.
And now I feel good. You know, I'm working on, she says, like peeling back an onion. You know, the most serious thing is going to come to the surface first. And she told me when I went in there, she said, your lymph count's 7. She said, I don't know how you're walking around. It should be 60. And she said, if you'd have collapsed and they'd have took you to the hospital, they'd have finished you off.
Wow.
And but this woman, she's been doing it for decades here. I feel very blessed. She's close to me.
Will you call the Power Hour and give me her name so that I can check this out? Would you mind?
No, I don't mind.
Just call the Power Hour.
Do
you know the number over there? Or I'll give it to you.
The order line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the order line well.
Okay.
But,
well, I appreciate that, but please call over there. I'd love to know about this woman and check this out because energy medicine is where it's at. I really, really believe that.
Yeah, I tell you, me too. Like I say, I don't have health care insurance. I had to find another way. And my friend went to her a couple of years ago. I had leukemia, too. And here's another wonderful thing about it. She says, once you cure yourself of these, and she talks about cure. You know, once you cure yourselves of these things this way, you'll never get them back again.
Wow.
And to this day, I can push on that tooth that ain't even sore.
That is amazing. I know everybody's going to want to know about this. I'd like to find out more and be able to help our listeners because there's so many people in need. So please call the Power Mall with that information. I am so thrilled for you, Rhonda. I'm glad you're back. And by the way, Ralph Winterode is going to be on Wednesday with some unbelievable information on the IRS. So you might want to stay tuned for that Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Rhonda. Thanks for sharing that. You may save some lives. Thank you very much. Dave in Tennessee. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Dave?
Oh, yes, George. I moved over here, but I was looking at that. I think that Chattanooga shooting was a false flag because I looked under Chattanooga hoax, and it, from a distance, it was showing where they had shot that, you know, the terrorist. But he was... close-up look said that he was just a, it was a like a six-foot flat dummy that they use in drills.
Okay, stay right there. I think there is something more to this story, a lot more to this story, because we're not hearing the truth. I mean, this guy sat in the parking lot and shot into the place and hit and killed five people. Are you kidding me? We'll be back after this.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. The Liver Cleanse is still on special at the Power Mall. Himalayan Salt is still on special at the Power Mall. And the Defender Nutritive Pack. Now, we have not received word that the shipping has been included yet. So if you call the Power Hour, I'm not sure if you can go to powerprepper.com But if you call the Power Hour, if you still want to order the new manna food, give us a call at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. And Good Health Naturally is on sale now. And the Health Point machine. Also, Just Like Sugar. Those of you who love Just Like Sugar, well, now's the time to save and buy it at the Power Mall. There are three books and DVD set. There's books and DVDs on special. Indoctrination, the book and DVD set, is on special. The Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America, on sale. Like, we need to tell you about that, right? And then the Ultimate History Lesson, The Weekend with John Taylor Gatto, that is not going to be reordered. As you all know, he died. What an incredible man, and a history of education. It's a four-disc set with 5 hours of interviews. And it's normally $55. It's on sale for $45, and those will be all that there are. So if you want the education on the school system, the how we got to where we are today, that is it. John Taylor Gatto and a four-DVD set. Go back to Dave in Tennessee or Alabama or Arkansas, wherever he says he is living at the time. I think most of you all probably don't say the correct state that you call in from. I guess people are afraid. I'm not sure why. But anyway, let's go back to Dave in Tennessee. What was it you were going to talk about, the Chattanooga shooting, Dave?
Oh, yeah. It was a 2 minutes. It was a 2 minute video, and the shooting, it was a distance. It was a long distance shot, and it showed this dummy. That they were saying that was the dead terrorist in some kind of parking lot, and they zoomed up, and it was a flat dummy that they used for drills, and it was about 7 foot tall. It was flat as a pancake. So,
I didn't see that. I don't know what. Where did you see that?
On YouTube. I'll get the exact name. My computer's down to. Right now, but I'll get the exact thing to call you back.
Okay, I don't know what it is, but thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. Listeners, have you heard of Ashley Madison? Ashley Madison has an advertising slogan. It is life is short, have an affair. Life is short, have an affair. This is a website if you want to have an affair and don't want your spouse to find out about it. Well, they were hacked. Really? They were hacked. You think the Chinese communists have an interest in who's having affairs in this country? Or do you think it's a little bit more related to maybe who else wants to know? Anyway, the people are being held hostage, they say, by the information. But I just find that really striking. Ashley Madison, of all things. And the website is ashleymadison.com. All right, let's go to... Not that I want you to go there and have an affair. Please, please, please. Let's... go to Hanny in South Korea. Hanny in South Korea, you're on the air. Good to hear from you, sir. What's going on?
Well, you were talking about kimchi in Korea, so I thought I had to call in.
Good for you. Now, wait a minute. A Middle Eastern eats kimchi?
Absolutely.
Actually, okay.
I had some with my eggs this evening.
Did you really?
Yep.
Eggs and kimchi? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I also had a little bit of feta cheese and some homemade fermented pickles and onions and olives.
And, ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. And then there's something I wanted to mention to you. A long time ago, you read an article about 10 foods that were really good for you. And you mentioned one from the Middle East called za'atar. You didn't pronounce it the Arabic way, but... I also put some of that on my egg. I get that from my mother. She ships it to me. But what I wanted to say about the...
Well, wait a minute. How do you pronounce it correctly?
Za'atar.
Za'atar. How did I pronounce it? Do you know?
Za'atar. I think you said za'atar, but I mean that, you know... That,
oh, okay.
Because it's got a double A. It's actually a very guttural A in the Arabic language.
Yeah, my Arabic is really bad.
Do you want to know more about kimchi?
Yeah, but except we're out of time. I'll tell you what. I can't today. I'll tell you what. I want you to call back sometime and let's talk kimchi because I think it's really important people understand the value of it. But we got to go to a guest in this next half hour. I'm so sorry. We'll be back. Thank you, honey, for calling in, though. I appreciate it. Your dinner sounded awesome. We'll be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Just to let you know that the Dow is 22 in the green, and gold is hovering at about 1106, something like that. Unbelievable. 1110 now, down $21 today. Anyway, I'm glad you're joining us today because we're going to talk homeschooling. We're going to talk with Missy Shimizu. She was an elementary teacher, and she went home to raise her two boys. She learned all about public school the hard way, and then homeschooling. And she says that anyone can homeschool, and she wants to encourage everyone to think about it. SurvivingHomeschool.net is her website, SurvivingHomeschool.net. Missy, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what it was. Now, you were an elementary school teacher, so one would think that you would have an understanding of how important the public school system is.
Yes, I didn't see anything wrong with public schooling, actually. I taught in public school, and then I transitioned. I taught in private school also. And then, as you said, I had my children, and then I came home to raise them, and then I was so looking forward to the day that they were going to start school, because, and we had a local school so close to our house, we could walk or bike ride, and I was actually very disappointed when my older one went into first grade. Kindergarten was okay, but when he went into first grade, that's when a lot of the problems, I started seeing a lot of wasted time. I started seeing, I mean, in 1 hour, his, quote, reading time, he was instructed for 10 minutes. And then the rest of the time, it was just seat work. And so that really bothered me. And then also finding out he was getting bullied a lot on the playground, that bothered me also. And nothing was ever taken, you know, nothing was ever happened with that. And then finding out that he's dyslexic, too. And nothing was ever happened with that. I was actually told I was a liar when I brought it to the school's attention. Mm. And so I said, okay, that's it. We're done. Bring you guys home. And we just have been homeschooling ever since. And it's actually been the best choice ever that we've made.
Let me ask you, what was the biggest challenge that you had to overcome by doing homeschooling? If you had to tell a parent, here's the toughest thing I had to overcome, what would it be?
The toughest thing to overcome is have your children see you as the teacher, because from birth up until school age, quote, school age, you're mom. You know, you're cleaning, you're cooking for them, you're telling them, well, you can do this, you can't do that, you're saying no a lot, trying to figure out how to say no but not say no. And so that's the biggest thing, because your kids don't see you as the teacher. They see you as mom. And when they start going to school, and anybody knows that their kids go to school, the teacher is higher than you because the teacher has more knowledge than you, according to the children, because they're the teacher. And so the kids, just anything the teacher says is totally true, and the teacher doesn't, you know, tell you false things, you know. And if the child is in school and then they come home and tell the parent, hey, this is what I learned today, but as Power Hour listeners, we know a lot of what they're teaching in school is not true, and so you're the parent telling the children, well, that's not true, and here's this and this and this, and the child is not going to believe you. They're going to believe the teacher before they believe you. And so that's what I really want to stress to parents, is a lot of parents, they think, oh, the child's only in school 6 hours. You know, I work. I can't manage it. I can just teach them different when they come home. That's not the case a lot of times, because the teacher is higher than you. When I was in the classroom, I could get the children to do things the parents could not do because I was the teacher. And I would just nicely ask the kids to do this. The kids would totally comply. The parent asked the kid the same exact thing. The kid throws a fit, the kid says no, you know, the typical stuff with children. And so I just really do want to stress that it is very, very important, the how they see the teacher. And so that is a big thing with homeschooling, is having your kids see you that way. So how I approach it with my kids is, I can't come with them and saying, I'm the teacher, this is how it is. I kind of approach it with my children that, hey, let's all learn this together kind of thing, especially with science and history. And they really appreciate that. They react much better to that, is let's all learn this together, and which is actually true because I'm learning a lot as I'm teaching them. And so I'm guiding them, but I'm learning at the exact same time. And so it just works a lot better that way if you approach it that direction. The other thing is just patience. I mean, that's basically what you really need, because your children learn so much. A lot of times they learn different than you. So being aware of how they learn and noticing how they learn and trying to be able to create lessons that they will understand and follow through with. So those two, and that takes a lot of patience, because we all see the world through our own eyes. And we all do things, you know, our certain way, but everyone learns differently, and some are visual, and some are tactile, and some, you know, are auditory. So learning how your child learns, that's a really big thing, too. And I have two kids, and they both learn completely differently and not the same as me. So that's a bit of a challenge to overcome, is learning how they learn and having the patience to do that. So those two things.
Now, what about organization. What about getting organized, knowing the material? Those are all the things that everybody worries about.
Everyone always asks about the curriculum, I know.
Right.
And curriculum, nowadays, it is so easy to find it. You just go online, and there's so many homeschooling websites that parents, moms are imparting. Hey, this is what I did with my kid. This is what I did with my kid with this particular subject. And for the typical, you know, school-in-the-box kind of curriculum, there's so much out there. There's homeschool conferences all around the country that you can go to. I totally recommend those. And go with, you know, a little rolly cart and a set amount of money, because you can spend way more than you expect to spend at those things because there's just so much there. But you'll be able to see a lot of curriculum that you won't see in the typical place. And then you kind of pare it down from there. What's going to work with my child? This year, we've been doing the same math for both my kids. And this year, finally, my older one was like, you know, I really don't like this one. I'm not getting it. So we switched math for him. And now he's doing really good. He's doing sex and math now. Where my younger one, he's doing math, you see, just because their brains work differently with math. And mm-hmm. So that's working for him now. And, you know, on my website, survivinghomeschool.net, I have written what we do, our curriculum. And for organizing day-to-day, I guess that was your question, is I do workboxes. And workboxes, basically, it's just a plastic file box and has a lid with a lock on it and a handle. And the very top tray, it has rooms for pencils and erasers and that kind of thing. And inside the box, that's where I put all of their folders and all of their textbooks and reading books and things.
Now, you need a lock? Do you need a lock on your homeschool items?
No. I don't need a lock on my homeschool items.
Oh, you said it has a lock on it.
Oh, well, just because the lid, if you pick it up, the lid will open. So it just, you know, it's a file box. You know those typical portable file boxes? Mm-hmm, there's a picture of it on my website.
Oh, I was just kidding, you know, thinking in your home.
Oh,
hopefully
yeah.
You don't need a lock in your home for your children to.
No.
Anyway, and what was the name of the curriculum that you use?
For English, we do Barton Reading, and that's specifically for dyslexics, but I use it for both my kids. Because it's just a really good reading program, teaching how to read. Another good reading program I've heard from a lot of homeschooling parents is teaching your child to read in 100 lessons. And I've heard that's a really, really good one, too. But I have a different issue. I have the dyslexia issue, so I have to do a different approach. Mm-hmm. And then for math, my older one does Saxon math, which has been around for years. And it's a very tested, true, good math curriculum. It's a spiral curriculum. So what that means is each lesson they're taught one little concept, and then the whole rest of the lesson is review. And it's working really, really well with him to really get those concepts, you know, embedded in his head. And so each lesson is just one concept, and then there's 30 problems of everything he's learned so far. And the next lesson is one small concept, and then everything he's learned so far. My
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My younger son does Math UC, and Math UC is a different approach. They do one whole book is adding in some subtracting, one whole book is multiplication, one whole book is division, so it's laid out a little bit differently. But it comes with blocks and little videos, and that works with my younger son. He really needs the physical blocks to move everything around. My older son doesn't need that, and Saxon doesn't provide that, so that's what he uses. Science, we have a really good book called Science in the Beginning, and it's all about the first week of creation. So there's 15 lessons on each day of creation. We've been having a great time with that because it's all and I like that book because with multiple children, you kind of wonder, oh, my gosh, I have five kids. I need five different, you know, curriculums. No, you don't. You just use one. And then each child does a little bit more detail. Like the older child will do a written report. The middle child will do maybe a narration, and maybe then your preschooler or kindergartner will draw a picture. So you can teach them the exact same, you know, lesson, but then they need to provide you a different level of ability. So you're not going to have your middle schooler just draw you a picture. You're going to have your middle schooler write you a report.
Mm-hmm.
And then your elementary student can maybe write a smaller report but give you a narration, and then your little one can draw a picture. But you have only done one lesson, so that helps a lot.
You know, in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Lily Tang Williams, who is really, really fighting Common Core. Now, she is she was born in Communist China, raised there, went to law school in Communist China, came to the United States, and is absolutely incensed about Common Core. And she is concerned about the same standards being utilized for homeschooling in California. Have you heard anything about that?
If you are with in California, we have kind of a tier system where you can homeschool through a charter school, but when you do go through that, you get charter funds to help fund your curriculum, but then you also have the strings that tie you to Common Core. So those parents are having to abide by those standards, but if you private homeschool, you can still pick your own curriculum and make your own choices. So it just depends, basically, if you want the money, then you're going to have to abide by the standards. But if you don't take the money and you still pay taxes, of course, mm-hmm. then you can make your own choices that way. A lot of homeschooling moms that I do know that go through charters, they don't necessarily do exactly the Common Core lessons that the public schoolers are, but they do have to teach to the standards, if that makes sense. They still
that
have to
is
have
interesting
their
because... I mean, how do you teach Common Core math and still teach your child the truth about math? I mean, do you have to teach both systems to them so they'll be able
yes.
to pass the testing?
Yes. I have one grandmother who's homeschooling her granddaughter, and she's teaching both.
Wow. Now, is that not confusing for a child? I don't think I could handle that.
Oh, yeah. I would think so, because you're teaching them two completely different ways. And they learn, like I said before, they're going to learn how they naturally learn. So they're going to gravitate towards one way of, you know, learning. And so if you're teaching them both different ways, they're going to get so confused. Like my son, in one math lesson, he watched the lesson and he goes, I just don't get this. It's so confusing. But the way I was taught was different than the way the lesson was. I said, okay, forget the lesson. Here, I'm going to teach you this way. And he goes, oh, that makes so much more sense. I said, okay, here you go. You know, and so mm-hmm. it's one of those things. It just depends on how you want to go about it. But, yeah, if you do take the funding, then you are going to have to abide by the rules.
Now, what about vaccinations? I know, my interest is in how strongly they're going to come on to homeschool parents by using the excuse of, well, we got to have all the children. Your thoughts on that?
Well, again, it's the same issue. If you take the money, then you will have to abide by their rules. So if you are a homeschooling parent going through a charter school, you are under the umbrella of a public school. So what people don't understand is your home now is a public school during school hours. And so, you know, they can come to your door at any point and say your home is a public school because you are taking the money. You are under the umbrella of the public school. So you have to abide by those rules. So that's what a lot of parents don't understand. I've told a couple of parents that do homeschool through charter schools, and I said, you know, it doesn't happen, you know, I don't think that often, but I have heard of cases of people showing up at people's houses. Mm-hmm. And because they can, because your home now is a public school during school hours. But if you're private school, you don't take the funding, then you're in a different category. So it's the same kind of thing.
Well, I want to open up the phone lines. I want to get a couple of calls in here. People that are maybe having a real challenge with homeschooling, that maybe you can shed some light on it. If you would give us a call at 855-995-6923. If you have some real challenges with homeschooling, those are the only ones I'd like to open up the phone lines to, because otherwise we'll keep talking about the issues of homeschooling and supporting people on that. Again, if you have some issues that you need some help with, 855-995-6923, and the website is survivinghomeschool.net. survivinghomeschool.net. What has been the biggest benefit? We talked about the biggest challenge. What's the biggest benefit that you've had?
That I get to see my two boys bond in a way and interact with each other that they would not normally if they were in school, because if they were in school, they'd be apart for 6 hours a day, and they would be leading different lives in a way, you know. And so when they're home, they both play piano, for instance. And a few times they've, you know, one goes over and starts playing piano and the other one goes over and sits next to him, and I have a couple pictures of them kind of playing a duet together. And I thought, you know, that might not happen. I mean, it could happen, I guess, if they were home for those couple of hours after school, but not really. And they make up stories together a lot of times, and they're very fascinating stories. And they just bond, and I get to see them learn in a way that works for them. And so that's always really fun. And then another big thing, too, I do want to bring up the issue of socialization, because that's kind of a buzzword in homeschooling, too. The people that don't understand or are not aware of homeschoolers, they think they're just home all day, their kids aren't socialized, and that's why you need to go to school. And my issue with that is my kids are very well socialized. There are very few days where we are just stuck in the house all day. We're always out and about in the community doing different things. They do take out a few outside classes. They're always interacting with kids their own age, but they're also interacting with adults and, you know, different age of people. And so if they do get in a situation socially that they're not sure how to react from, I can help them with that and give them the tools, the words to use, and how to interact in that social situation. So they're getting the advice from me, an adult that's been there and has had that experience, versus the advice from a person their own age that does not have that experience, that might give them the wrong advice. And so I really like that aspect of homeschooling, that I'm there for them in that situation.
Excellent. Okay, we'll be back after this three-minute break with Missy from California. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right back. If you have any questions, give us a call.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Thank you. Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We're talking about homeschooling today with Missy. The subject is one that's extremely important. And, of course, Lauren from Ohio would be the first one to tell you that. You can go to survivinghomeschool.net. Survivinghomeschool.net. Got a couple of questions here for our guest today. Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff, you're on with Missy. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for the topic today. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
Two questions. The first one is my work schedule. I'm away from home quite a bit, but when I'm here, I kind of want to know what I can do to encourage my wife. This is our second year of homeschooling, and there are the challenges. And like you said earlier, we have two kids that have completely different personalities and different ways they learn. So sometimes my wife gets down, and even though we belong to a Christian co-op where they meet once a week, I think there still needs to be some encouragement for her. What can I do to help her?
Oh, good question. I appreciate your caring about her. Missy?
That sounds so much like me. Well, I would, as much as you can, give her a break. You know, take the kids away, go out for ice cream, go do something to just give her a chance to breathe. And for me, what's really happened to me calm down is a database called Homeschooling Tracker. And what I can do is put all my kids' lessons in when I have those downtimes. So when I'm in it during the school week, I don't have to think, what's next? What do I do next?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, what do I do next? So every week I print out an assignment list for my kids, and I give them their assignment list, and it's their responsibility to get it done. And we go over it every single day to make sure that they're on track if they have problems or anything like that. But that has really helped lessen my stress. And have her, I don't know if she has done or not yet, there's a lot of things that you can do to teach your children without, quote, teaching them, if that makes sense. I have on my website top 10 easy things you can do to homeschool without a lesson.
I thought that was so cool, by the way. The first one with the map on the kitchen table.
Table. And so what I did is I just got a world map and I put it on the kitchen table and I put contact paper over it. So we eat on the map, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime there's any kind of subject matter that comes up about where in the world something is, I just move the salt and pepper shaker and say, here, there it is right there. And so that makes it really easy. So geography done, you know.
Yeah.
And that will help encourage her because then it's one less thing she has to plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can put anytime she plays games with the kids, that does, you know, that is a lesson when you're playing games and, you know, Monopoly or whatever. Anytime you have dice, add another die in there and put on it little addition and subtraction all over the die. And so anytime they roll the dice, they're doing math. So they, to move forward spaces, they either, you know, add those two numbers together or they subtract those two numbers together.
Oh, my goodness. Now, and that is so simple but makes so much sense.
Yeah. And so anything you can help get off her plate, and just little things like that, then she is getting. A lot of times homeschooling moms, what we worry about is, I'm not doing enough. I'm not getting enough done. I'm not teaching them enough. And so if you can do those little things and then remember that you did it, and then that lessens our stress and that just encourages us.
Very good. Very good. Now we've got Alex in Arkansas. I'll hold you over, Alex. Go ahead, please. You're on the air with Mrs. Shimizu. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce, how you doing?
Hey, that's our Alex. That's Ron Kleinfelter's granddaughter, Alex. Hi, girl.
Well, my question for her would be, you know, we live a very, very busy life.
Mm-hmm.
And any homeschooler I know does live a busy life. We're generally a lot more busy than anybody who goes to public school. And I would wonder how you keep a schedule and actually keep yourself doing your curriculum without getting sidetracked, well, not really sidetracked, but busy with life.
Okay, stay right there, Alex. I'll take you after the 1 minute, 10 second break. Alex, by the way, has canned over 100 quarts of